Dave Eskelson is the Rocky Mountain Power spokesperson and says their plan includes new wind projects along with upgrades to existing farms. He says the regulatory permit process is well underway, but they still are working on local land use and site approvals. They plan to have service running by 2020.
There's new wind projects totaling about 1,150 megawatts, and we're repowering the wind projects that we already own, most of them, not all of them. That is, there'll be new turbine sets and new blades on the wind turbines themselves to increase their efficiency and capability. And then there'll be a new 140-mile transmission line in Wyoming to help move this power to where it needs to go. And a lot of that will be coming to Utah because Utah is 44% of the company's business.
Eskelson says the 2020 wind project is one part of Rocky Mountain Power's supply portfolio. The 1,150 megawatts from the new wind would provide power for about 400,000 homes.
That's roughly equivalent to the hydroelectric capability that we have. And looking at the proportion, we're looking at about 15 to 20% wind and renewable. Hydro's right now about 12%, natural gas 24%, our coal plants about 45% of the energy that we supply to customers.
Rocky Mountain Power offers a subscriber solar program to customers on a voluntary basis. Eskelson says the Blue Sky Solar installation near Holden, Utah, generates power at a higher price than wind.
Our regulators wanted those programs to be done on a voluntary base so that customers generally were not subsidized the cost of that solar installation. In the wind projects, we had to go through a regulatory review to ensure that those projects were in the public interest and could be supported by the rates of all customers.
Eskelson says they've committed to keeping rates the same for the next 3 years.
We believe that because of the availability of the production tax credit, that will substantially write down the costs of both the repowering and the new wind projects and the cost of the transmission line.
Eskelson says the pricing strategy Rocky Mountain Power uses to help communities like Park City reach their net zero goals is complicated.
The work that we're doing in those communities has to do with a particular tariff to enable them to meet their renewable goals. And we are working with the Utah Public Service Commission right now to design that tariff to enable those communities to meet the renewable goals that they set.
Eskelson says they are on a deadline to complete the wind and transmission line projects by 2020 in order to qualify for the production tax credit. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.